Tomorrow and New Year's Day, sunny with a high in the mid-60s.
The following program is sponsored and paid for by Battleground News, LLC. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Battleground News. To join the battle, call 904-831-0600. And now, here are Karen Morton and Jim Davis.
All right, everybody. It is Monday. It is 5 o'clock.
Monday,
and that means it is Battleground News right here on WBOB.
Those are my Battleground backgrounds.
Folks, I'm Karen Morton. I'm your host for Battleground News. And the person making those very weird noises is Jim Davis, our co-host. We didn't have any of those weird noises last week.
Yeah, I wonder why that happened.
You were not here, and no
and
weird
it went
noises.
So smoothly,
and you're
right?
Back, and we've got weird noises, which I don't really get. But okay, what was that supposed to be?
That was Battleground News. It was a battleground.
It was a battleground being explained by Donald Duck. Okay, never mind.
Don't get started.
Yeah, really don't. Okay,
Well, we're glad everybody's here anyway, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And we're going to be having a very interesting conversation coming up at 5:15 after the break. We will be talking with Bob White, and Bob White is the chairman of the Republican Liberty Caucus of Florida. And we're going to be talking with him for quite a while. There's a lot of different projects they have going on around the state. And we're also opening up or reopening, I should say, a Republican Liberty Caucus right here in Duval County. So, please listen in, because you're going to be able to hear right from the head guy really what the Liberty Caucus stands for and what they're all about and plans they have for 2020, and it's exciting. So anybody listening who would love to become a member when this is over with, you've heard all the information. We would be happy to get you on the list and to get you signed up. We have our phone number here is 904-831-0600. That is 831-0600. And if at any time you've got questions during the hour for us or for Bob White, please give us a call. We've had quite a year. 2019 has been
interesting, hasn't it?
It has been bizarre, totally unique in the history of our nation.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like it.
Nobody has. It's one thing for things to change. It's one thing for us to say, wow, we've never seen anything like that before. But it's quite another when what we have seen is just literally the trashing of the U.S. Constitution and the trashing of our society as a nation. It is, to me, it's mind-boggling that the Democrats have managed to get away with what they have gotten away with.
Well, they got away with it because of the media. The media is hiding their criminality.
Exactly, and it is definitely an alliance that has been in the works for decades. These people are dedicated to each other.
Yes, they are,
and they will do and say anything, whether it be the media or the leadership of the Democrat Party, who are mostly socialists or communists.
Yeah.
They will do and say anything because the end justifies the means in their heads.
Right.
And they will do anything to destroy this country. It is fascinating to me to watch where we have gone in the last 50 years. Someone put out a meme on Facebook, which was so totally true, and it was that everything that we're seeing now, the corruption in our government, the corruption in our judicial system, really stems from the corruption that started in our educational system 50 and 60 years ago when they started the infiltration process.
Right.
And we're seeing the fruits of all of that now, and we let it happen.
Yeah. You know, the lines in America are being drawn. I saw an article today that said that blue-collar America is now definitively Republican, and it's definitively Republican because of Donald J. Trump.
And that is becoming very, very true. People are seeing this nonsense, and they're looking at the Democrat Party and what they are doing, and they're saying to themselves, and they've been saying to themselves for a while, I don't think this is what I signed up for. And now in the last three months, I think it's become quite adamant. This is not what I signed up for. There are people leaving the Democrat Party in droves.
In droves.
And what we need to do is, as Republicans, first of all, we need to get out there and talk to these people who are ready to leave and get them re-registered. Now, not all of them will re-register as Republicans. Some will. Many will. Some won't. Some will go NPA or whatever. But at least get them re-registered and start the conversation with them.
Right.
And that's something that we've got so many organizations here in Duval County and in the surrounding counties. We're going to try to do a whole lot better with this in 2020. We have a tendency to talk about Jacksonville and Duval, but so many of the things that we talk about affect the entire Northeast Florida region. So it's Jacksonville, it's Nassau, it's St. Johns County, it's Clay, it's Baker.
And we are the balance to the liberal left down in the bottom right hand of the state.
Well, you know,
so
that's
We have to be. We have to pull together. We have to be all we can be to offset that criminality down there.
Absolutely. That's one of the things that we will be talking about in great detail coming up in 2020 is how we can make the difference right here in Northeast Florida. Organizations, Republican parties, Republican clubs, Trump clubs, groups and organizations that will be able to help you get involved in whatever way you wish to be involved so that we make sure that we take this county, take this state for Donald Trump and for all of the down ballot races. We need to put people into these offices that have the same kind of political philosophy as you and I have. Right now, we don't have that.
No,
and quite
no.
frankly, we got some Republicans that need to go. Just FYI. And there are organizations, you know, the Republican Party here in the Republican Party, period, in Florida, they are not allowed to really speak out against people who are Republicans running for office. They're not allowed to pit one against the other. They're not allowed to really take on a seated elected official.
That's why
who's
I'm keeping
a Republican.
My mouth shut while
exactly.
you're saying that.
I know. So it's. You know, but there's others of us, and there are some organizations out there who are very, very active who can indeed make those comments. They can endorse in a primary. They can say, hey, this guy is a conservative, and this one, not so much. We're going to be seeing and doing a lot of that during 2020.
You know, I got this week, I got accused of not being a conservative or not even knowing what conservatism is, and it's like, excuse me, you know, I made my bones working to get Ronald Reagan elected. You know, I know the history. I know who Phyllis Schlafly is.
Yeah.
I know who Barry Goldwater is.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't.
But when you say that, then, you know, they try to just shove all that information underneath the rug.
Yeah, because that's yesterday. That's history.
Yeah.
I had a millennial tell me, so what?
Well,
hey, who cares? They don't care.
You know, but here's the reality for people to think of. The Republican Party platform is the sales agreement between the Republican Party and the American people.
Yeah, but there's another thing to think about. That's the sales agreement.
All we need to do is hold those politicians to that. We have a contract with you.
Right. Right.
And you came to us and you said, this is who I am and I want
and
to
it
represent
takes more,
you.
It takes more than the Republican Party to hold them to that contract because by regulation, the Republican Party isn't even allowed to do that, which is absurd.
But the American voter can.
The American voter can. And the American volunteer can.
It's time
and it
to
can
get
pissed
off and do what you're supposed to do as Americans.
You know what? Absolutely. I wanted to mention.
Sorry, Mom.
we're coming up on a break here pretty soon. There is an event. There we go. Well, there's an event coming up at the end of this week. And as soon as we get back, before we start talking with Bob White from the Republican Liberty Caucus, I want to talk with you just for a minute about the event in Miami on Friday called Evangelicals for Trump. They're starting a new organization. We've got Blacks for Trump, Hispanics for Trump, everybody for Trump, and now we'll get Evangelicals for Trump. We will be back. Do not go away. The Trump Club here in North Florida is extremely important because there are so many people who may have never been involved in politics before, but we are always being contacted by new people saying, oh my gosh, I didn't even know there was a Trump Club. What do I do? How do I get involved? Where do you meet? Those kinds of things. And the easiest way, if you're on Facebook, is to just go to the Duval Trump Club. We also are on Twitter at Duval Trump Club. We have a lot of events coming up. We have our regular meetings, but we also have a lot of activities that we're planning. Well, some things will be fun, but we're also making our presence very, very well known within the community. Sign waving in different parts of the county, voter registration drives, community events and festivals and things like that, just talking with people to see if they're registered, and if they're not or if they need to change their registration, we'll have the paperwork there to enable them to do that. There's something for everybody, and we would love to have you on board.
Join the Duval Trump Club today. Learn more on Facebook and Twitter at Duval Trump Club.
What if helping our veterans was as simple as shopping online at your favorite stores? Now it is. Millsaver.com has over 500 of your favorite retailers, thousands of money-saving coupons, and the best part, 90% of the profits go to support veterans and military nonprofits. Plus, it's free and open to everyone. Veterans deserve better. You can help. Shop Millsaver.com. Millsaver.com.
It's not easy making a job change, but great opportunities only come around so often. And American Electrical wants to strike a deal with you that will ignite your career like you're a first-round draft pick. American Electrical is looking for the best electricians in Jacksonville, and they'll make sure you're rewarded for the work you do. A benefits package that's second to none, including 4% matching 401k. And once you're there for 3 years, you can start planning 3 weeks of vacation. Call 737-7770 or stop by their offices on St. Augustine Road. American Electrical.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, January 4th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, January 4th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue. And Sunday, January 5th at 10 a.m. it's the Orange Park Farmers Market in the Town Hall Park.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
The idea that you and I have within ourselves the God-given right and the ability to determine our own destiny. But freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. The only way they can inherit the freedom we have known is if we fight for it, protect it, defend it, and then hand it to them with the well-taught lessons of how they in their lifetime must do the same. And if you and I don't do this, then you and I may well spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it once was like in America when men were free.
It is a frightening thought, but we are very, very close.
Somber.
We are very, very close. And we need to listen to those wise words from our President Reagan, because I would hate to be the one that has to go back and tell these kids, you know, hey, it didn't used to be like this. And actually, when you look at things now, those of us, I'm close to 70. Those of us who grew up in the 50s, in the 60s, and even the 70s, right now we're telling our kids and grandkids, this is not what it used to be like. We're already doing that.
Yeah.
To a huge degree, and it's frightening. It's absolutely frightening. We have got to stop this. We have got to take the country back to our constitutional and Christian basis. We've got to do it. We have to. And I did want to mention, as I said right before the break, there is a new group being formed through the Trump campaign, and this is the Evangelicals for Trump. They are holding their first rally in Miami this Friday, that is January 3rd. The rally actually starts at 5 p.m. If you go to Battleground News on either Twitter or on Facebook. You can find the posts that we have about the Evangelicals for Trump rally, and you can get your free tickets. You sign up for free tickets through the DonaldJTrump.com website, just like you do for any other rally. But in addition to that, those of you who are here in or around the Jacksonville area, there is a bus that will be going to that rally. There is limited seating. The bus takes you from Jacksonville and surrounding areas. I don't know if they're going to make another stop or not. To Miami and back. You don't have to deal with the hassle. You don't have to deal with the traffic. You don't have to deal with driving into Miami.
Anytime you go to an event, if you can go on a bus, that's the way to go.
You know what? It is the way to go. And so anybody who would like to go on the bus trip to the Evangelicals for Trump rally this Friday, please write down this number, 904-398-8400. Or go to Battleground News on Facebook or Twitter, and that information will be there for you as well. It is posted. But if you want to go on that that bus trip down to the event, the tickets for the event are free. The bus trip is not. So, but there's still seats, and if you want to go, please take a look at that and make the call and make your arrangements as quickly as you can, because it's coming up quickly. All right, now. Moving on, we have a wonderful guest with us today, and this gentleman, Mr. Bob White, is the president of the Republican Liberty Caucus of Florida, and I might add, former candidate for governor in 2018.
Oh, my.
Yeah. He's pretty well known around the state because he did a heck of a job. Heck of a job. He just, there were two powerhouses in the race, and that was kind of the way it was. But anyway, we've got Bob White on the line. Bob, welcome to Battleground News.
Hey, listen, Karen, it's great to be with you, and I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about the RLC and other things. And I appreciate you mentioning my campaign for governor. I will tell you that there were eight of us running in the primary.
Yes.
And I'm very proud to have finished third.
Yes, yes.
It was a distant third, but third is better than eighth.
Well, you know what? Again, you were up against two juggernauts. You know, one juggernaut and then one who became a juggernaut during the course of the campaign, to a great extent, thanks to the president. But you did great.
It was an interesting campaign. You know, our strategy going in was that it needed to be a crowded field. It was going to be an open seat because, of course, Rick Scott was termed out.
Right.
And we just felt like if there were enough quality candidates in the race, well, then, you know, somebody could win that thing, a plurality. Somebody could win that thing with 23 to 26 or 27% of the vote.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, once the president came out and said – with that very first tweet from Air Force One where he said, Ron DeSantis is a great guy. I mean, from that moment going forward, as far as the press was concerned, mm-hmm. it was a two-person race. And the rest of us were just, you know, kind of out there breathing in the dust of the two of them. Adam Putnam had all the money.
Yeah.
And Ron DeSantis had the president's backing, and that it was the two of them.
It was indeed. And that's got to be frustrating. I mean, I've been a candidate's wife I haven't run for a large public office before, but I can't imagine what it's like to tromp all over the state of Florida and put 24 hours a day into it and then have that happen. You're just like, oh my God.
Well, you know what? I look back on that campaign as one of the great experiences of my life. And mm-hmm. I mean that sincerely. You know, I tell people all the time that it was probably second only to faith and family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people that I met all over the state, I'm a Florida native, and, you know, and I had as a kid, you know, growing up, I was very familiar with the state of Florida, but to get reacquainted with our state, the natural beauty of our state, the differences of our state, from the panhandle. I mean, you know, I walked literally during the campaign, left Pensacola at 11:30 at night and drove all night long to get to Miami by 9:30 the next morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there were so many great experiences in that campaign and great people, and don't regret any of it.
That's wonderful.
Glad that I did it. And I have a wonderful new friends as a result of it. Yeah.
I've heard that it is the best worst time of your life.
Yeah,
that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, really, really. And you brought up another interesting point. you were saying, you know, that the DeSantis had the president's backing, and Putnam had all the money, and that just goes to show, folks, once again, another example: having all the money does not mean you will take that election. You cannot necessarily buy a seat. That's not how it works. Not if people pay attention.
You
got to get out.
You have to have momentum. You have to.
You got to. And you know, and the person sitting there listening to the radio, watching TV, that person, if they get out and do something and help, you can help propel a candidate that does not have the money way beyond that those who do. I mean, the best example on the planet is, I think, Jeb Bush during the presidential election in 2016.
Had everything.
He had hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, and he got less than 3% of the vote. I mean, it was in the primary, it was just ridiculous. So that doesn't mean everything, not when the people say, I've had it.
You can outwork the money.
Exactly, exactly. So, Bob, you survived.
Yes,
you survived, and I was watching your campaign with a lot of interest, because you are also the chairman of the Republican Liberty Caucus of Florida, and I have had my ties with the Republican Liberty Caucus over the last, I don't know, 10, 15, 12, 15 years, however long it's been, and so I really liked your campaign and I liked what you had to say, but I would love for you. We are looking at, well, not we're not looking at. We have rechartered a Republican Liberty Caucus right here in Northeast Florida, and I want people to know from you what the Republican Liberty Caucus is and what it stands for. Why should they come out and become a part of this chapter up here?
Well, you know, being a caucus as opposed to being a club, you know, that's a big difference. There's a big difference right there.
Yes.
You know, there are a lot of great Republican clubs that will get together once a month and have a great social time and maybe do a little work in the general election campaign for whichever Republicans get the nomination. But they really don't get involved in primaries because as a club, they have to be chartered by or sanctioned by either the local Republican Executive Committee or the RPOF.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, we differ from that in that we don't have to have, as the Republican Liberty Caucus, we don't have to have the sanctioning by either the local Republican Executive Committee or the RPOF. We get to use the word Republican in our name in spite of the fact that they trademarked it because we had already been around continuously since 1991.
Yes.
Using that word Republican in our name. So we have the ability to operate independently of the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
We try to encourage our members to be a member of the Republican Executive Committee in their local county and to try to work for the values that we believe in, which are limited government,
mm-hmm.
Personal liberty, and free markets.
Yes.
You know, those are the three big areas that we believe in. Now, we work in primaries. I mean, we get involved in the primaries. We endorse candidates in primaries. We go out and try to recruit candidates to run in primaries, in the Republican primary.
Mm-hmm.
We try to find that most conservative, most liberty-oriented individual to run. You know, we also consider ourselves, and I think that some of your listeners are probably going to be interested in this, we refer to ourselves as the conscience of the Republican Party.
Yes.
We've never been afraid to hold the party accountable for its decisions and its actions. We've never been afraid to call out an elected Republican.
Yes.
For their decisions and their actions at all. So, you know, we're very proud of that, and we're very, very serious about it. So if somebody out there is looking for an organization that, you know, they want to get involved in an organization that's actually going to be involved in the primary elections,
mm-hmm.
They want to work for a candidate that they believe in the primary,
mm-hmm.
then
mm-hmm.
we're the organization for them.
You know, and that's it is so true. Having, and I know you know this, but I don't know if all of our listeners do or not, as a former chairman of the Republican Party here in Duval County, I can tell you that it is sometimes painful to go through an election and keep your mouth shut over with some of these races, some of these candidates, some of these issues, because you'd have to do that. It's part of the game.
Part of the game.
But the Republican Liberty Caucus, even though they are Republican and can use that name, has a wide berth And so this is something I really want people to pay attention to. Bob, we're coming up on a break. We are going to be back in just a few minutes, so hold on. Folks, do not go away. We've got more information about the Republican Liberty Caucus coming up.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Pastor Tony Evans announced via Facebook that his wife Lois passed away on the morning of December 30th after battling a rare form of cancer. The senior pastor at Oak Cliff Fellowship Church in Dallas, Texas, wrote that his wife was surrounded by family when she passed away. Lois Evans had been battling biliary cancer. On October 25th, Dr. Evans wrote on Instagram that chemotherapy and radiation were no longer options for his wife, but they were still believing God for supernatural healing. Authorities say they found handwritten journals containing anti-Semitic references in the home of a man charged with federal hate crimes and the stabbing of five people celebrating Hanukkah in a rabbi's house north of New York City. Federal criminal charges were filed Monday. Grafton Thomas was detained after appearing in federal court in White Plains. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 183 points. This is
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good afternoon. I'm Nikki Whaley. 2019 saw fewer law enforcement fatalities in the line of duty from the year before. The National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund says 128 federal, state, and local officers died while on duty, an 18% drop from 2018. Five officers died in the line of duty this year in Florida, two in traffic accidents, three of heart attacks. A Jacksonville mother has a reason to smile despite a family argument that turned violent. Tavia Foster's seven-year-old son, Demota Emmon, was shot Friday in Murray Hill after someone trying to shoot her fiancé accidentally shot the boy. The boy said he was in a lot of pain, but he's getting better and looking forward to going home. Foster tells Action News Jax she's looking for a new home away from the violence, and they'll get through this together. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
The West Beltway both directions, it's nonstop from Wilson Boulevard over the Buckman into the south side. 295, the East Beltway southbound is slow from Beach Boulevard to JTB. Lots of traffic northbound on the East Beltway, but no major delays from Phillips Highway to the Dames Point Bridge. The forecast for Jacksonville, gradual clearing tonight, a low near 50. Tomorrow and New Year's Day, sunny with a high in the mid-60s.
How would you describe your health care? If you're like most Americans these days, the word affordable isn't top of mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted healthcare option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Unlike insurance, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. Hundreds of thousands of believers across America who share each other's medical bills. For over 25 years, they've trusted in the MediShare model because it works. You'll be amazed at what you'll save, up to $500 every month. And here's the best part. Because MediShare is based on biblical principles, you never pay for things that go against your beliefs. MediShare is affordable health care for Christians.
Call 877-64-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your health care. MediShare. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
I'm Sebastian Gorka, and this is what you missed on America First. Bloomberg is going to announce that he's running for president. That is an utter and complete indictment of the whole struggle bus. A man who really has the charisma of an old shoe that your dog has chewed over the years. He's getting into the race. What does that mean? It means that they're in trouble.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Okay, that pretty much wraps it up. Government is the problem. I couldn't agree more. And that's kind of what we're talking about right now with our guest for the day. I'm Karen Morton, your host of Battleground News. Your co-host is Jim Davis. And our special guest with us on the line today is Bob White, who is the chairman of the state of Florida Republican Liberty Caucus. So, Bob, thank you for holding on during the break.
Sure.
And, you know, that is, in essence, that is what we're talking about. The Republican Liberty Caucus does have that freedom, if you will, to act within the contract of the Republican Party, which is the platform, and do things independently from the actual Republican Party, and not have to pay attention to some of those draconian rules that they've got set up, where you can't talk about anybody, you can't say anything, you can't roll your eyes, you can't endorse, you can't really do much of anything except get out there and get some volunteers and some money together for whoever it is that comes to the top of the pile at the end of the primary. And the Republican Liberty Caucus can do something totally different than that and get out and really, really vet candidates who hold to the conservative principles that we're looking for, and then get out and support those candidates, endorse them, and get behind them, and get our money and get our volunteers behind those particular candidates. So it's a wonderful thing.
It is, and we take it very seriously. But we don't just get active politically. We like to talk about how there are two seasons to the year. There's the campaign season, mm-hmm. and then there's the legislative season.
Yes.
And so, you know, we also get very involved. I'm the chairman of the state organization, so my focus is on Tallahassee. We've got a session coming up beginning in January. We've had committee weeks going on now for the last several months, and I've been to Tallahassee two or three times already during committee weeks, and mm-hmm. I'll be going up several times during the session.
Mm-hmm.
And we organize a group of people to go up there for what we call Liberty Lobby Days, which is a two-day event that takes place during the second week of the session every year. We have an agenda of bills that we're either supporting or opposing, and so we work very hard to get those bills either passed or stopped dead in their tracks if we oppose
right.
them.
Right.
And then we evaluate these legislators based on their vote. We actually rank them and evaluate them. And when it comes time to when the next election, the next Philly season, the next election season comes along,
mm-hmm.
we know who they really are, not just who they're trying to tell everybody they
exactly.
are.
Exactly.
We know who they really are based on their votes. And,
exactly.
And that factors in as to whether or not they're going to get our support or get our opposition.
You know what? And that's the way it's supposed to be, performance. But, you know, people don't pay attention, or they get busy. And they, you know, people, the average person, the average voter, the average volunteer, they don't really look at following legislation and legislators in Tallahassee. They don't track all the bills and that kind of thing, but the Republican Liberty Caucus does, and that information is readily available through the Liberty Caucus. Now, you said you're talking about Liberty Lobby Days, and
right.
it is coming up in January 21 and 22, am I correct?
That is correct, and we typically give everybody the morning. That's a Tuesday, Wednesday, so typically we begin at like 1 o'clock on that Tuesday.
Okay.
Tallahassee is so remote that we have to give everybody a few hours to make the drive to get there.
Well, and so, quite frankly, our legislators, a lot of them don't get there until noon. You'll see them all running through the hallways about 11:45, trying to get there for
right.
committee.
We normally do this event on Monday and Tuesday, but this year that particular, but we always do it the second week of the session, and this year that Monday fell on Martin Luther King Day, so
yeah.
they're not going to be in session that day, so we
right.
had to make it a Tuesday, Wednesday.
Right.
But we, you know, we've got a conference room reserved in the, a committee room reserved in the Senate office building at 1 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and we'll gather there, and we will basically give everybody their, an orientation as to what we're going to be doing, hand out certain literature, and give them a little bit of training very quickly. And then we invite various legislators and or journalists, et cetera, to come see us in that setting.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do that for the first 2 hours from 1 to 3, and then we'll spend the next 2 hours actually going out and going out through the halls and have appointments set up with various legislators or staff members or the governor's executive staff.
Uh-huh.
And we'll do that for the next couple of hours. And then that evening we'll do a happy hour and then a dinner somewhere or a reception. And then the next morning we get up bright and early and hit the Capitol building by 8 or 8:30 in the morning and start all over again.
Yes.
Spend the day going around and dropping in on legislators and presenting our agenda and talking about the bills and letting them know that we're watching and that we're paying attention, and try to get them to, you know, to come over to our side of the issue, if you will.
Yes, yes. If you've never experienced being in Tallahassee, really communicating with your legislators, and working to support or stop a particular bill, this is a very fascinating 2 days in Tallahassee. Because it is structured, you know, we've got people who are in Tallahassee on a regular basis who are setting all this up. John Hallman is, I think, doing the bulk of getting things organized for those 2 days, and you will be involved with, really, just like any other lobbyist for any other big corporation or any other, you know, special interest group. You will be going out in groups, but you'll be going out and talking with legislators or their staff or the governor and staff and telling people what you feel, what you really believe, why you want it supported or not. And it is fascinating to me. You watch some of the, one of the best times I ever had is I was with a different group who were lobbying, and we were going into various offices. We went into one office with a state representative, and I got to say, our group was a little bit ragtag. I mean, they were, and definitely a little bit not polished, shall I say. And
one, they were salt of the earth.
I'm telling you, they were citizen activists, you know. And the guy listened for about a minute and a half, and he sat back and he put his hands up in the air, and he got this big grin on his face, and he goes, "You guys aren't exactly paid lobbyists, are you?" And we're like, "No." It was hysterical. I mean, we all started laughing. Then people calmed down, and we could have a reasonable conversation. But they were so upset, and so, you know, it was hysterical. But that's exactly what they're looking for. The citizen activist, the citizen advocate, is really the most important voice. Yeah, all these paid guys get out there and, you know, spiel whatever they're supposed to spiel for their industry that they're paid good money for. But it's the citizen activist that can really make that difference if you can get out there.
It's absolutely correct, and I'm glad you mentioned John Hallman. Let me just echo what you said. John's a terrific guy, mm-hmm. and he's been involved in some capacity in Tallahassee, working on liberty issues for must be 20 years now.
Yeah,
he's the only lobbyist I think in Tallahassee, the only one that focuses exclusively on grassroots liberty kinds of issues. And so, you know, it's a labor of love for him. There are no giant corporations or special interest groups with deep pockets that mm-hmm. are able to, you know, to pay what John is worth. So
right.
We're very thankful to have him, and he does a great job setting up these appointments for us.
He is amazing.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, it's a whirlwind 2 days that we go through up there. And a lot of the issues that we're working on are exactly that. They're the issues that, you know, they're gun rights issues.
Right.
They are, you know, trying to stop red light cameras, trying to keep government limited, trying to reduce the size and the scope of government.
Yes.
And, you know, everybody else in Tallahassee wants to expand government and make it bigger because they're trying to get something. They all go up there with their hands out. They're trying to get something from the government. And we're up there saying, no, stop.
Exactly.
Stop.
Stop.
Stop. You know, so
say, haven't you learned anything from Washington D.C.?
We're an entirely different animal up there. They sometimes don't know how to take us.
Exactly.
You know,
'cause
we're, yeah, but it's very much worth going. And here's, let me just tell your listeners that if they're interested in the kinds of bills that we either support or oppose, there's mm-hmm. a great tool that they can access.
Okay.
All they have to do is go to RLCFL, that's RLCF as in Frank, L.org, RLCFL.org,
mm-hmm.
that's our state website, and on the menu bar across the top, there's a 2020 bill tracker tab.
Yep.
If they click on that tab, there'll be a drop-down that'll appear, and I think I was talking to John the other day, I think we now have like 38 or 39 bills, different bills that are on the bill tracker.
Wow, wonderful.
And it gives people the bill number, the title of the bill, who sponsored it, what the bill does, and whether we're either supporting it or opposing it.
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm telling you, folks, this is something, if you are available on January 21 and 22, that is a Tuesday and Wednesday coming up, and you would like to participate as a citizen advocate and go up there for Liberty Lobby Days, give me a call. 831-0600, 831-0600. Stay tuned. The Trump Club here in North Florida is extremely important because there are so many people who may have never been involved in politics before, but we are always being contacted by new people saying, oh my gosh, I didn't even know there was a Trump Club. What do I do? How do I get involved? Where do you meet? Those kinds of things. The easiest way, if you're on Facebook, is to just go to the Duval Trump Club. We also are on Twitter at Duval Trump Club. We have a lot of events coming up. We have our regular meetings, but we also have a lot of activities that we're planning. Well, some things will be fun, but we're also making our presence very, very well known within the community. Sign waving in different parts of the county, voter registration drives, community events and festivals and things like that, just talking with people to see if they're registered, and if they're not or if they need to change their registration, we'll have the paperwork there to enable them to do that. There's something for everybody, and we would love to have you on board.
Join the Duval Trump Club today. Learn more on Facebook and Twitter at Duval Trump Club.
American Electrical Contracting over on St. Augustine Road is expanding, and they need electricians. They offer top wages along with a benefit plan second to none. Paid holidays, vacation, 401k with match, bonus plan for all employees. A third-year electrician will get about 6 weeks pay they did not have to work for. That's right, 6 weeks. 3 weeks vacation, 6 paid holidays, 2 weeks pay for bonus. Who does that? American Electrical. That's who. Call 737-7770 or drop by their office on St. Augustine Road.
What if helping our veterans was as simple as shopping online at your favorite stores? Now it is. Millsaver.com has over 500 of your favorite retailers, thousands of money-saving coupons, and the best part, 90% of the profits go to support veterans and military nonprofits. Plus, it's free and open to everyone. Veterans deserve better. You can help. Shop Millsaver.com. MILSAVER.com.
Do you want to offer insurance to your employees but think it's too expensive? Florida Care Insurance is here to tell you that employee benefits can be much more affordable than you realize. If you can afford to give your employee a $2 raise, then you can afford employee benefits that will make you more competitive and help acquire and maintain quality employees. Let us help you invest in your company. Go to groupbenefits.solutions or call 265-4753. No matter the company size, they can help. Call 265-4753 for your employee benefit solution.
Here in the United States, we are alarmed by the new calls to adopt socialism in our country. America was founded on liberty and independence, and not government coercion, domination, and control. We are born free, and we will stay free.
USA.
Absolutely. USA. Liberty, that's what we're talking about. That is what we're talking about, liberty. So we've got, again, this is Karen Morton and Jim Davis with Battleground News on WBOB, and we're talking with Bob White from the Republican Liberty Caucus of Florida. And Bob, we've talked about the Liberty Lobby Days. Again, if you want to attend with the Liberty Caucus in Tallahassee for those 2 days, January 21 and 22, let us know that. You can let me know by calling. It's 831-0600 here at the station, or you can go on Facebook to Republican Liberty Caucus of Northeast Florida. We're there. We've been there for years, actually, because there was a chapter from way back, and that page is still there. We still use it. So you can go there and just send us a message saying, hey, I would like more information, or I would like to go. But do it quickly. We're trying to get a head count so we all fit, so that everything's scheduled for the right amount of people. But we would love to have you attend. If going in and kind of seeing what lobbying is all about in Tallahassee, you know, please join us. That would be fantastic. And then we were also talking about Liberty Caucus opening up, reopening a chapter here in Northeast Florida. And I do want to mention quickly before I forget, the next meeting of the Republican Liberty Caucus is going to be on Tuesday, January 14th, with more details to follow. We will be posting all those that information. And anybody who has already given us their email address will be receiving an email as well. So Tuesday, January 14th here in Jacksonville, and we'll be holding our next meeting there. Okay, so Bob White, chairman of the State of Florida Republican Liberty Caucus. The other thing that you're doing right now is gun rights preservation forums. Tell us about those.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. We've had two of them already. In November, we had one in Lake County and one in Polk County. They both went really well. Mm-hmm. We didn't have any in December. You know, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know, you're not going to get anything done. But we've got eight of them scheduled coming up in January. We're going to be Brevard County on the 6th, Seminole County on the 8th, Escambia on the 9th, Bay County on the 10th, Walton County on the 11th.
Wow.
Then we're going to be back in Volusia County on the 23rd, Lee on the 27th, and Manatee County on the 28th. And there are others that are in the process of being scheduled. I know that your chapter is in the process of putting one together.
Right, right. And since we're just starting out, yes, it's probably going to be in February because we, we're just trying to get everything in organized. So, yes, but they are definitely working on one.
We're putting these together in response to everything that's been coming out of Tallahassee in the way of restrictions on our gun rights. You know, when the Senate 2 years ago created the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas bill, mm-hmm. I think 726 was the number. You know, it threw a lot of money at psychological counseling in the schools and hardening the schools and all of those kinds of things. But it also infringed upon the constitutional rights of 18, 19, and 20-year-olds.
Yes.
Pretty significantly.
Yes.
Basically said that they can no longer purchase a long gun from a licensed dealer.
Mm-hmm.
A long gun meaning a rifle or a shotgun, something like that. It basically created a secondary class of citizen, if you will. So you're 18 years old, you're old enough to go to war and die for your country, you're old enough to enter into a contract,
right,
to buy a home or a car, you're old enough to get married, but we're not going to let you, the state's not going to let you,
mm-hmm.
buy a shotgun or a rifle from a licensed dealer, which is preposterous.
Yes.
There was that infringement and a couple of others in that bill. But one of the other egregious things that came out of that bill is what's commonly referred to as a red flag.
Red flag, yep. There you go.
Yeah. And it's just one of those crazy things that that says that you can basically call the local sheriff and say, hey, I think that this you know, soon-to-be ex-husband of mine or whatever,
mm-hmm.
was either a threat to himself or to me. And the police officer goes to the court, and the court issues what's called a risk protection order. And then they show up on the person's doorstep with a bang on the door and issue the order and say, I'm here to get your guns. And it's the first anybody's ever heard of it. It's
yep.
the first time that law-abiding citizen has ever even heard that there's been any kind of an investigation going
right.
on. It's,
right.
it's an egregious assault on due process.
It absolutely is. It's an incredible infringement on Second Amendment rights in this nation.
And it violates the Second, it violates the Fourth, it violates the 14th. I mean, it's awful. And they're talking about now expanding it and making it even worse.
Yes.
So there's that
yes.
threat that's and coming out of Tallahassee.
And I tell you, folks, if you want to make your point known, it's the Florida Senate. It's not the House. It's the Florida Senate that is pushing all of this continued gun control nonsense. And it's the Republican president of the Senate, Bill Galvano, who is out there like some kind of beaming light. Oh, we need more gun control. We need more. That guy, fortunately, he's term limited, but not soon enough.
I'm glad there was gun control in that church the other day.
Yeah.
When somebody had really good aim.
Yeah.
And look, and here's the thing about Bill Galvano, and here we go, the Republican Liberty Caucus holding
That's
elected
right.
Republicans accountable
That's
and holding
right.
powerfully, power. He's the president of the Florida Senate, but
yes.
I'm here to tell you today, he is a gun grabber. This
right.
guy took $500,000 from
yeah.
Michael Bloomberg's Everytown USA gun safety pack. Think about that.
Yep, yep.
A Republican
and he's wearing a Republican moniker.
Right.
Yeah, he took right. this money from this Democrat socialist.
Right.
you know, who's now campaigning for president. It's appalling. It truly is appalling.
It is. It absolutely is.
That's why our organization exists, to push back against this kind of stuff.
Exactly. And that's why, you know, and those of you who listen to this radio show regularly, you know that we are constantly harping about Second Amendment and talking about things like the red flag law. Again, if you have an opportunity to go with us to Tallahassee on January 21 and 22, let's go see Bill Galvano. You know? I mean, honest to God.
Let's make a date.
This is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. And then you've got the other threat that's coming at us, not out of the Florida legislature, but out of this group down in South Florida, down in Miami, called BAWN, B-A-W-N.
Yes.
Stands for Ban Assault Weapons Now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the most egregious name for a group because, you know, they call a semi-automatic an assault weapon. That's not an assault weapon at all.
Right.
But they're out collecting signatures to try to get a constitutional amendment on the ballot that would do exactly that. That would ban every semi-automatic from anyone would be banned from being able to own one.
Right.
In the state of Florida. Now, it doesn't look like they're going to get their signatures in time to be on this year's ballot. But every signature that they have collected so far, and they've mm-hmm. got over 100,000 of them at this point, mm-hmm. if the Supreme Court says that the language that they want to put on the ballot is okay, then that means that all of those signatures will still be good 2 years from now. So if they can't get it on in 2020, they'll get it on. They'll try to get it on in 2022 or 2024.
Right.
They'll just keep at it. So
they never stop.
As long as they're there, we're going to be there to push back against them.
Exactly. Gun grabbers never stop. They never, ever, ever stop. They will do anything.
Right.
They will take that little, you know, fraction of an inch. They'll take it because they know they're coming back.
You know,
right.
We have seen what happens countless times when people take away the gun rights of the citizenry. You literally lose your ability to fight back.
Right. Absolutely.
And
well,
fight back is a constitutional right.
Say again, Bob.
Well, it's exactly what happened in Venezuela.
They took
their guns from them a few years back, and then now the citizenry is helpless.
Exactly.
against an oppressive government that's abusing them in every way that they possibly can. It's a horrific situation down there, and everybody says, "Oh, that'll never happen in America."
Right.
Huh.
Yeah, really.
And that's that really is what the Second Amendment is all about.
Exactly.
Well,
right.
Yes, it is. It is. I tell you what, we are going to be holding a forum in February. This is going to be co-sponsored. It's Second Amendment Gun Rights Preservation Forum. It'll be sponsored by the Republican Liberty Caucus. It will be sponsored by Battleground News. It will be sponsored by Florida Patriot Action Coalition, and hopefully a few other groups. So we'll let you know that information. Bob, I'm sorry, we're down to our last minute. And I thank you again for being on the show today. Excellent information. Folks, if you're interested, you want to be a member or at least attend a meeting of the Republican Liberty Caucus here in Northeast Florida, it'll be Tuesday, January 14. Again, go to Republican Liberty Caucus Northeast Florida on Facebook, and you'll be able to find information. It'll be posted in the next couple of days. Bob, thank you again. I appreciate it. Liberty Caucus is exactly what we need. It's the conscience of the Republican Party.
Been a pleasure being with you. Thank you for having me.
Bob, thank you so much. Good. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas next year.
Happy New Year. Yeah, you go.
Exactly.
Yeah. Take good care, Bob. I'll see you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. All right, folks, we're down to the last 30 seconds.
And it goes so quickly.
Last 30 seconds of 2019 for this show. We will be back on...
next year.
Yeah, we will be back in 2020. And we look forward to having you with us. We've got a ton of things to do in the next year. We've got a lot of people who will be coming in. We've had a lot of incredible, incredible speakers and guests on our show in the last 6 months. So please stick with us. We will see you soon. Happy New Year to everyone, and take care.